Sechashias Shvias Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph Barishayna Hayu Omrim. Originally they would say Melakit Adam Eitzim Va'avonim Va'asavim Mitoich Shaloi. A person is allowed to be Melakit wood, stones, and grasses from his own field. Kiderech Shehu Melakit Mitoich Shalchaveri, as he's able to be Melakit from his friend's Sada. Es Hagas Hagas, he's able to take the large pieces of wood. In other words, just like in his friend's field, the Mishnah and Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav, said that in the Sadeh Shel Chaveri you could take both Gassin and Dakin, because large, meaning large pieces of wood and small pieces of wood, because nobody's going to be choshed that you're going to prepare your friend's field for seeding. And obviously you need it for the Eitzim, the Avonim, and the Asavim. And therefore it's mutter. So they were matter in your own field as hagas hagas, your own large pieces of wood, large asav, large things, because in that way nobody's going to be chayshu that you're trying to prepare your field. You just need the wood. However, Misha Rabu Ivra Avera, when people were Ivra Avera, when they became more numerous, the Ivra Avera that was say were picking everything. They were picking both gas and dak. And they were saying, oh, we're only picking the gasim. Hiskinu shiyeh zeh melakit mitoch shel zeh, v'zeh melakit mitoch shel zeh. They were misakin that each one would go and be able to be melakit the gasim in his friend's field, sheloi betoiva, without any remuneration. Meaning, and well, not even remuneration, but not without any being machzikim any toiva. Ve'ein tzorech loimer sheyekatzetz loi lohem mezoinos. And certainly you're not allowed to give them mezoinos for picking the wood in your field. And the reverse, you picking in their field. And the point over here is that if you're doing it in your friend's field for no gain, for no benefit, for no taiva, so there's no chash that you're going to pick the dakim, and you're only going to pick the gasim in need of that wood. Mishnah Beis. Sada she niskavtza, a field that the koitzim were taken out of the thorns on Shemitah, which one is not allowed to do. However, there's no knas on that person, and he can tizora b'motzei shvius. He can seed the field on motzei shvius. He did this on shvius. He can now. There's no restriction on his seeding the field after shvius. However, sheni taiva oy sheni daira. Let's say the person went and plowed the field on shmita, and the case over here is why was he able to plow the field b'chlal? The case was the government created an onus on the people. They created a tax that the people would have to give their normal amount of food, a normal amount of produce to the government. And that tax was, they allowed the people, in order to be able to work their fields, they allowed the people to be chayresh one time on Shemitah, but not two times on Shemitah. And this person went, and it was Netayva, he was plowed twice on Shemitah. Or Shenidaira, as we had in the previous parak, where a person is allowed to make his field into a corral and have the animals eat in the corral and produce their waste in the field. And then what a person was supposed to do was take the dung and pile them into ashpatos, into piles of dung. What this person did was he left the animals in the corral and left the dung to fertilize his field. So this person did two things very wrong. One of two things very wrong on Shemitah itself. Either he plowed it one too many times, one extra time, or he left the zevel in the field that he was supposed to shovel out. Lo yisizara b'matzei shvius. He's not allowed to seed the field and plant in the field on matzei shvius. Soda she nitaiva. If you have a field that was nitaiva, was nechrash, illicitly in the Shemitah. Beishamai oimrim ein oichlin perei seha b'shvius. The peres that come out on Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat. Now, lav dafka illicitly. This is the nitaiva. It would be nitaiva even if it was beheter. But the problem was that he the shaila is, did they allow eating these peris? Beishamai Oimrim ain't Oichlin peris habashvius, Ubeisil Oimrim Oichlin. Beisil says you can eat those peris. Beishamai Oimrim ain't Oichlin peris shvius betoiva. Any eating peris shvius, let's say you go into a person's field and you eat their peris shvius, it's all hefker. You're not allowed to be machzik toiva to the owner because it's hefker. Ubeisil Oimrim Oichlin betoiva. Vishaloi betoiva. There's no problem. You can do it betoiva or shaloi betoiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chilof hadvarim zumi kule beishamai yomichum rebeis hilol. Rabbi Yehuda says that fakert beishamai says you can be machzik toiva, and beis hilol says not, and it's from the kule beishamai and the chum rebeis hilol.